This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas militant rammed his car into a crowded Tel Aviv bus stop and began stabbing people, wounding eight, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Soon after the car rammed into pedestrians, security forces mass in the street. Police spokesman Ellie Levi has told Cannes Public Radio the incident was a deliberate attack and that a civilian shot and killed the driver at the scene. Israeli media has identified the attacker as Hassan Halila, who was 23, a Palestinian man from a village near the West Bank city of Hebron. The Hamas militant group has praised the attack as heroic and revenge for the military operation in Jenin. The attack comes as Israeli troops press ahead with their hunt for Palestinian militants and weapons in the West Bank refugee camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States for its military support as the U.S. celebrates its Independence Day on Tuesday. Addressing his American viewership in English, he said, Europe will not need your soldiers' participation in a bloody battle for freedom.
Ukrainian love of freedom with your support has ignited a new powerful flame of liberty in our part of Europe, which will not go out and will ensure that tyranny will never again pass through Europe.
The U.S. is Ukraine's most important military ally and a major financial supporter in the country's war against Russia. Moscow said Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian territory would not be possible without U.S. and NATO help, ratcheting up its rhetoric after reporting it had downed five drones near the capital on Tuesday. This is